podcast. I'm Sharon Foger. Once again, I'm talking to people who were involved with ApacheCon North America 2017. And just as a reminder, ApacheCon North America is going to be in Miami this year, and it runs from the 16th to the 18th of May. And you can find more information on apachecon.com. So today I'm speaking with Chris Dutz from the Apache Flex Project. Chris has been involved with helping put together the FlexJS Summit, and that's a mini conference that's running alongside ApacheCon. So welcome, Chris.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi. So let me start by asking, what is the difference between Flex and FlexJS?
Yeah, well, let me just step back a little to explain that one. Flex had been really, really popular with developers for intranet and mobile applications for the last 10 years or so, probably because it allowed developers to develop really, really cool applications and concentrate on writing the application and not have to deal with all the differences between all the different types and versions of browsers out there. I guess everybody working on web applications knows that pain. It also had a really good layouting system with HTML and CSS. I sort of always have the problem of getting my head wrapped around the layout model in order to get an application that looks the way I want it to. With Flex, it was always super easy. Also, I think it was the only technology I worked with that was really able to keep that code once run everywhere promise. The reason for this, however, was also the curse of Flex. The reason for applications looking and behaving the same way on every targeted platform was actually that the platform was the same. It was always the Flash player. That has become really unpopular in the last years, and we all know that it's not going to be there forever. So we started thinking about how can we prepare for a time after the Flash player. And this is where FlexJS fits in. It was our goal to continue writing Flex applications, but to have these compiled to JavaScript and Flash. So initially we started with the idea to create a compiler that was able to simply take a normal Flex application and compile that to JavaScript. But we noticed pretty early that with some experiments that the results would provide a very bad performance. So we decided to completely rewrite the framework too. That gave us the chance to throw overboard a lot of legacy stuff. And one of the most important parts we introduced is the pay-as-you-go concept, and that's probably the most important concept in this framework.
Okay, so why not rename the whole project Flex to FlexJS?
Yeah, well, currently about 90%, if not even more, of the developer efforts in the project are going to FlexJS. But in the end, it's still Flex, just a completely rewritten compiler framework instead of tools. We even just had a release of Flex for 16.0 a few weeks ago, so we're still working on that. But we think about FlexJS more like a major, major version change of Flex, similar to the change from Flex 3 to Flex 4, if somebody still remembers that. If you want to get people interested in this new version, you have to give them a difference that sort of pops their eye. That's why we're giving it a slightly different name, to lay emphasis on the JavaScript aspect without too much words.
So tell me, so what's the FlexJS Summit all about?
Yeah, well, I had multiple things in mind when initiating that. When in Seville, it was announced that the concept of ApacheCon was going to change to more micro-summit-based type of conferences, I started thinking. First of all, I wanted to get the team together. We write so many emails on the mailing list every day and literally spend so much time together, but most of the others I've never met personally. And I think communication is of vital importance to the community spirit of open source projects. After all, as they say it in every ApacheCon, Apache is all about community over code. The second thing was that FlexJS is maturing really, really fast, faster each day. And we think it sort of left the state of a proof of concept quite some time ago and is rapidly approaching the finishing line for a first major release. Therefore, we want to spread the word. And third, we want to enter an in-depth discussion with current and potential users. We want to use the summit to find out what's important to our, let's call them customers, and hereby define what the finishing line for version 1.0 is.
Okay. So are you saying that the audience for this summit is going to be people that already know about Flex and Flex.js or already involved in the project? Or are you saying that, you know, you're going to be open for beginners as well?
Yeah, well, we're definitely addressing both. So we, being a micro summit, we have the benefit of being able to plan the entire schedule. So we plan the schedule in a continuous fashion. In the beginning, we'll have an introduction to Flex.js and explain the basic concepts to help get new users on board and show the existing ones what the differences to the new framework is. Eventually, even make some people using other JavaScript approaches curious about Flex.js. After that, we'll dig into how you can actually code Flex.js using the IDEs you're used to. Followed by that, Justin will have a cool talk on how you can test and quality assure Flex.js applications. After that, I'll have a talk on showing how easy it is to build Flex.js applications with Maven and hereby make it possible to run your builds on CI servers. With Flex.js, it's now even possible to run these CI servers on Linux. That was always a problem with the old Flex framework. And here I'd also like to point out that even if I have given how to build Flex.js applications with Maven talks at ApacheCons before, usually I was talking about a plugin called FlexMojos, but this is actually the first time I'll be demonstrating how easy it is to use our new Flex.js Maven plugin, which we built from scratch as part of the Flex project. After that's done, there'll be a session explicitly targeting existing users stuck on the Flash player dead end, let's call it that way. A lot of companies are still running large internet applications based on Flex, but are not continuing to put any development efforts in extending and maintaining these, as these applications usually are important to the companies and they have become quite large projects. These companies are usually not willing to throw the existing applications away and re-implement them from scratch. Targeting these companies and developers, we have dedicated a session in which we'll show the migration path from Flex to Flex.js, allowing the reusage of most of the existing code base, and especially the toolset and the developer experience. For me, this is one of the most interesting parts about Flex.js. Even if Flex.js might have a similar concept to TypeScript from a bird's eye view, it does have a huge benefit of being able to support an easy migration path, in which most existing applications can be reused without having to rewrite them in another language. Of course, you have to put some effort into the migration, but this is not at all comparable with the effort you would need to put in rewriting everything. Yeah, and then in the end, we'll be wrapping up the summit day with a double-length open discussion round in which we want to discuss what we need to provide to call it a 1.0. Right now, we're sort of implementing what we think is important. There are different opinions in the team, but getting real feedback from the community will be extremely helpful for us. After all, we want to provide something that helps the community.
That sounds like you've got a really full agenda of topics for the summit.
Definitely.
So does Flex link with any of the other Apache projects?
Yeah, actually it does. For example, I know that the Apache Open Meetings had been using Flex for their video conferencing software. I don't know if this is still the case, but it was that way 1 or 2 years ago. We ourselves are using quite a lot of other Apache projects, most of all probably the extremely helpful Apache Commons project. You can build Flex.js applications or the entire SDK itself with Apache Ant or Maven. Our BlazeDS server, that's one of the sub-projects of the Flex project, for example, integrates with Apache ActiveMQ. And in my talk on the IoT track, I think it's on Wednesday, building SCADA systems with Apache software, I'll definitely be mentioning Flex.js as one possible option for building front ends for such SCADA systems. But no worries, I'll just mention it. It'll be one of many technologies I'll be talking about there. I think with Flex.js, we'll be having much more of these connections with other projects using Flex in the near future.
This really seems a connected project. So tell me, when is the Flex.js summit planned? What day is it?
Yeah, it takes the entire Thursday.
So it's one full day, the Thursday, the 18th of May?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you need to pay separately for the Flex.js summit?
No, we intentionally made it part of the ApacheCon to allow people to attend without any additional costs. we're really hoping on some people that are just curious and just pop by and have a look, listen to what we have to say.
So it sounds like it's going to be quite a busy conference. You've got a busy agenda, and also as well, you've got a presentation in there too. So good luck with the conference and also your presentations that you've got for ApacheGon. Remember that if you need to find any information, you can find information about this FlexJS Summit and other ApacheCon mini summits at apachecon.com. So thank you very much, Chris, for talking to me about the FlexJS Summit, and good luck. And I'll see you in Miami.
Yeah, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.